Assessment 1, page 23, Part B Situation. You are Chris Mock. You work at the Kowloon Sports Centre. Your boss, Connie Lowe, has asked you to help promote a youth tennis camp. You will listen to a recording of an interview with Mike Wong, one of the founders of the youth tennis camp. Before the recording is played, you will have 2 minutes to study Task 4 and the Assessment 1 data file. As you listen, you can make notes on page 6 of the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 6 of the Assessment 1 data file. Welcome back, everyone. My guest today is the famous tennis player Mike Wong. He's not a tennis professional anymore. Now he spends his time helping the community.
Yes, Louise. It's important to help the community.
So, Mike, tell us about your training camp.
Oh, yes. My friend and I founded Youth Tennis Camp back in 2012. We've run it every year since then.
Every year since 2012? That's great.
Yes. And it keeps getting more and more popular.
Now, Mike, your friend and co-founder, that's Paul Chan, isn't it?
That's right, Paul Chan.
You and Paul played tennis together professionally, didn't you?
Yes, we were doubles partners for 16 years.
16 years of professional tennis? Wow, that's a long career.
It is. Paul is a great guy. I have a lot of respect for him. We won 4 World Cups together, so you have to respect someone like that.
Of course. Winning 4 World Cups is quite an achievement.
Absolutely. We're very proud of our 4 World Cup wins.
Do the students at your camps like that you're both such good players?
They love it, and we love working with young kids. To help them out, we're using small practice courts for this year's camp. This means a lot less running around for the kids.
I see. What size are the small courts?
Well, the practice courts are 18 metres long and 7 metres wide. A full-size court is around 24 metres by 8 metres. So the practice courts, at 18 metres by 7 metres, are much smaller.
I'm sure that makes things easier. The next camp is coming up soon, right?
Yes, it's happening in May.
That is the end of the listening component of Part B.